and give him an olive. Gemara, about three lines into the Gemara, six lines down from the top. Gemara Samach Pelu. So, Rav Amiru purchases the Gemara Samach Pelu. Rav Shmuel, Machlokes in Rav Shmuel, Charamer, Shnei Batim, Zetlis Nimisev, means it was two areas, one behind the other. Maybe picturing Rashi over there, there was the opening of, there was an inner room and an outer room. That's the Lashon of Machpelo. Chadam Rabayis Uli Al Gabab. It was two layers, top and bottom. The Morse Bishlam of the Mandam Rezeh Al Gab Zeh Hano Machpelo. So that the Lashon of one on top of the other, that's the Lashon of it's doubled. Al Mandam or Shnei Batim Zeh Lifnim Zeh My Machpelo. It's not really called a double cave. First double cave, the fact that it has two rooms. We have a room which has two caverns in it, one further in. So yeah, I can't compete. My Machpelo. So what does it mean, Machpelo? It's a more answer. Shekfula Bezugais. The Kfeil is referring to the ones who are buried there. They're buried there in pairs. Pasuk says, Vaitu Mamrei Kiryas Arba. That Omer Yitzchak Kiryas Arba Zugos. It's the city of the four Zugos. Adam Bechava, Avraham Besora, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Elea. So we see that it was buried. They're buried in pairs. Okay. Next post. Next Machlokes in Rav Shmuel. Vayehi b'mei Amraphel. So Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Nimrod Shmoi. His true name was really Nimrod. V'lama Nikra Shmoi Amraphel Shomer. Omar v'hipol the Avraham Avinu b'seich kibshan reish. So the Omar and Poel, he said and he was mapil. Chad Amar Amraphel Shmoi. His real name was Amraphel. V'lama Nikra Shmoi Nimrod. Shehimrid Eskala Olam Kuloi Alav b'Malchusay. He used his malchus as a way to be mamrid, to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, another machlokes in Rav Shmuel. Vayakum Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. So Rav Shmuel Chadam Chodesh Mamash. It was a new king. Chadam Shenizchadshu Gzeir Resov. That he changed his policies. So Mandam Chodesh Mamash Tichsiv Chodesh. That's Pashat in the Pasuk. He changed his policies, but it was the same king. Normally, the psukim always talk about the change of a king, with the mentioning the fact that he died and somebody else arose in his place. He got up. It says he died and somebody else replaced him. It was the same king, just he changed his policies. Haksiv, Ashalo Yodas Yosef. So if it was a new king, so he could say he didn't know Yosef, but if it's the same king, he knew Yosef. Maya Ashalo Yodas Yosef. Tehavi Kami, Tehavi Domi Kamadlo Yodale the Yosef Klal. He was now acting in a way as if he did not know Yosef. Sirashi, Morosa Machpelo. Third Rashi in the Gemara. Shinapli of Mashmos Loshin Machpelo. Nakat Lo Hacha. They're arguing about how to understand a word. Mishum the plea over here. Mishum the plea. Not maybe Lishna the Masis. They're also arguing about what's the correct word in the Mishnah. The argument is how to understand the word. What's the word? Amraphel, is that his name, or is that how you what referring to what he did? What does the word Chodesh mean? So they share these machlokes in Rav Shmuel in regards to how to understand the word. Shnei batim hayu ba zelith mizrei. Has like two rooms. Bias referring to a room. Bias Aliyah. Havi Kfula Bishtekira. So the Kfula is that it has two light, there's two roofs. You don't say that it's doubled. It's not a double. In fact, you have two rooms, doesn't make it double. So Shekula Bazugas, Jinikru Kulan, Isha, they're buried in pairs. The Hainu Zug, the Siv, Shamakaruas, Avraham, Vesaroi. Like the Pesukim has said later on, so it was Avraham and Sarah, the apostle of this is Yitzchak and Rivka, and now Yaakov and Leah, as I mentioned, Adam and Chava. Allah is klapi mala ela shekina chachamim b'lashanim. So the more zushin is
roofs.
Yeah. Kol olam kula Allah b'malchus Allah is saying him. So actually, the same is in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the word didn't want to get more, be more explicit. The normal language would have been so and so died, or this one died, and so and so took his place. Okay. So the more Simon Shmoyna Esrei Vishne Moser Lamadnu Bidavid Vayivan. Okay. Amar Biyachanan Yurkes Yamim Gidalti Eitz of Rabbi Oshia Baribi. Rabbi Oshia was in the previous generation. Was called Beribi. Beribi means he was a gadol ador. So I was there for 18 days. And Tosfos points out he was there other times, but that means this visit, he was there for 18 days. The only thing I learned with him from him was one thing about our Mishnah. Ketzin ma'abri nesu'arim, that you say ba'alav. The key held the correct ears, so it was with an aleph. Any further merkasha, that's all he learned. The one Rabbi Yochanan says, Yud Beis Taminim Hoyul the Rebbe Oshia Baribi. The Rebbe Oshia had 12 Taminim. Yurchas Yomim Gidalti Benim. I was there for 18 days. Lamati Leiv Kol Echad Be'echad Be'chachmas Kol Echad Be'echad. So I was able to get learning and understanding from them. My answer is that, Mar gives a few answers. First answer Mar gives is Leiv Kol Echad Be'echad Be'chachmas Kol Echad Be'echad Gomar. Gomar Le Gomar. He learned to understand them, but he wasn't learning any new concepts in halacha. He was learning to understand the people, how they approach things. He learned from the Talmidim, he didn't learn from the Rabbi Baribi. He's saying that he learned one thing about our Mishnah. He might have learned hundreds, thousands of things, but he learned one thing in regards to this Mishnah. We packed in four people into one Amma. Rashi says because they were already pushing forward, they were able to hear better, so they all packed into a very small area. And more says that Rebbe actually had a similar type of experience. I'm Rebbe because you know the entire Eitzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, you know Yeshem Shisha Ba'am. You got six people into one Amma. I'm Rebbe Yechon and Rebbe Shia Baribi Bedaroi to Rebbe Meir Bedaroi. They were compared to Rebbe Meir in what sense? My Rebbe Meir Bedaroi lo yochlu. His levels of profundity were such that it was difficult to understand what he was, get to the depth of what he was really saying. So Roshi had that similar quality. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Liman shall Rishonim kipiskel shall ulam. First generation was like the open as wide as the wide of the ulam, which we discussed way back when, how wide the ulam is. Then later it was like the doorway of going into the hechel. What? Yeah. So the Pesach of the Ulam was 20 amas wide. The Pesach of the Hechel was 10 amas wide. It's 20 by 40, right? It was 20 wide and 40 tall. And it was 10 wide and 20 tall. Okay. This is talking about the width. So it was 20 and 10. But Anu... And our generation is Kimaloy Nekev Machat Sidkis. Our opening, our expansion of our hearts is like the eye of a needle which is made to sew stitches which have come apart on a seam, which is, so you don't have to puncture, it's a lot of material, so it's a very thin needle. Okay, who are the Rishonim? Who's Achronim and who's us? The Rishonim is Rabbi Kiva. Achronim is Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. That's a bump shot. Ika the army Rishonim is Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. Achronim is Rabbi Oshia Baribi. Volno Kim Loy Nekev Machat Sitkis. And that's us. Amr Abaya. Okay, so that's the Rechon talking. So Abaya is three generations later. Vanan Kisichsa Beguda. If you put a nail and try and put it into the wall, so our difficulty, we are so, the difficulty is like banging a nail into this hard stone wall, difficult for it to get in. That's where we're at. Amar Rabba Vanan, ki etzboso, that's the Gemara. To understand our Masura of what we've learned, get the clear of the texts and the versions, etc., that's how our level of difficulty. We're able to penetrate so deep into the Svaras like a finger pushing into a wall. It doesn't go very far. There's a little depression that can get its finger into. I'm sorry. Kira over here, Rashi says, referring to hard wax. It pushes in a very little bit. However, when it comes to forgetting, it's like sticking a finger into a nice big open hole that can go as far as you want when it comes to forgetting. See Rashi. So you're trying to figure out exactly, so where do we fit into this picture, right?
What? Nanotechnology.
So your laptop will go to Shemayim, but what about you? You know? It's about halfway down the page. Adam Gadol B'dor, he was the Gadol of the door. Whenever somebody referred to as Baribi, it means he was considered the Gadol. I understood their lev, means I understood how sharp they were. Each one of the areas of where how they're sharper than the other. So each one, the different knowledge, the wisdom that they had, and it sounds like he probed that. Somewhere it says that he learned that, but he didn't actually learn, he got to know them and their approach and understanding things, etc. So in the Mishnah, he only got one thing in, but there was other things that he learned besides the Mishnayos, and that he learned many things. Tosis says, you have to say there was other times that he was there by him. Because there is a conversation to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshi in regards to Pshat and the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yoshi answered him. So there was another thing in the Mishnayos. And clearly, so that had been that was on a different occasion. Shisha ba'ama chino miskarbim lishmaya mipiv. We want to get close to hear. Rodechin says that we push in. Merlo amdo chaver al tzevdaita kedamin perak of kama shoya omer al tome tor umar upon him. He was able to have a show with a conviction. Some which he knew was tome. How you could argue that it's tor. And that just left them. The people weren't sure what he was saying. Pesach ulam rechav echav. The width of the doorway of the ulam was 20 amos wide. Shalhechol is yud. It was 10 amos wide. Sitkis is makash tevrim basitke begodim. One used up to sew up where there's a tear in a beged. Who dak beyus? It's very thin. Sitzu begudul gemara. It's like a nail which you're banging into a wall, into a very, very tight, very narrow hole. It goes in with great difficulty. Understanding of what we've been hearing from our Rebbeim is so limited. Kibishaba kosher on hard wax. Shayna etzwa yachol likonis besecha. The finger doesn't go in. Ela medabek ma'at. Like it catches a little bit on your tip. You get a little bit of wax on your tip. Katsu bebira l'shicha. Kishem shecha etzwa noyach likonis bepia bor. Just like a finger goes into a opening of a bore of a cistern without any problem. Kach onom and mehir and lishkach, we forget very easily. Okay. So the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom. B'nei Yehuda, shikpido al hashonim. B'nei Yehuda, which were careful in their language. Yiskama teros and biyodim. So their Torah was maintained. They weren't careful like that. They lost their Torah. Versus media bekepeda talya milsa. Just because they're makbid to speak nicely. So what does it mean the kepeda? The Mora says it means like this. Ella bnei Yehuda the daiki lishna. They're very precise in their language. They would hear from the rebellion. They would make sure that they got a clear
soul. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Rabbi Greenberg.
They would repeat it exactly as said. So they would be very careful to make sure they had the exact language of the statements. U'misnachalu simono. And besides that, they would create for themselves reminders, simonim, to make sure that they would maintain that precision. Therefore, niskamatari rasim b'yodam. B'nei Galil, d'loy daiki lishno, b'loy niskamatari rasim b'yodam. B'loy niskamatari rasim b'yodam. Furthermore, b'nei Yehuda gomru mechad rabo, niskamatari rasim b'yodam. B'nei Galil, d'loy gomru mechad rabo, b'loy niskamatari rasim b'yodam. The Mor says that it's a mila. So when it comes to Gemara, which means the Masara of the memorium, the memories of Chazal, it's better to have one Rebbe because this way you'll have everything very clear, exactly what he said, from version A from Rebbe A and version B from Rebbe B and versions. It's very confusing. When it comes to expanding your ability to think, your Svara, it's advantageous to have many, exposed to many people. Comes to Masura of what exactly are the correct members, etc., it's better to have one Rebbe. So that was Rabbi Yehuda Marav, explanation of why they maintained the Torah better than the B'nai Galil. Ravina Omar, Ravina says a different reason. B'nai Yehuda, the Golem Masechta, and he's coming to us in B'yodim, that they would be Megalot, literally, and they would teach it to other people. Rashi says, "Trust the Tupshatim." First, they would teach to others. They would be Megala. They would reveal Torah. So the fact that they took upon themselves not only to learn but to teach—that's what maintained their Torah. So some Sefer says, it's counterintuitive. So the B'nai Yehuda are busy, besides learning, they're busy teaching. So a lot of the time that they could have been using to learn, developing themselves further, they took away from that, they went to use it to teach. B'nai Galil were busy focusing on their personal growth the whole time. And the result was the B'nai Yehuda and his kaimah teros and b'yodim, because of that, the fact that they gave over to others, that schus allowed them to be maintained. The Mor says, similar to that, David Galil Mesechta, Shaul le Golem Masechta. That David had this mitzvah of teaching to others. Shaul didn't do that. David the Golem Masechta Ksiv Bei. David who was Golem Masechta. The pasuk says about him the following: Yireecha Yiruni V'Yismachu. Those who fear you, Hashem, will see me, and will be happy. When David would show up in Beis Medrash, everybody would be very excited. Shol the Golem Masechta Ksivei. It says by him a different pasuk. B'chol Hashayif Yashia. that whenever he, whatever he would turn to, he would get it wrong. Okay. Okay, so talking about Shaul for a little bit, the more is going to just carry that thought. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Shaul for the veira of killing out Noi v'ira Kahanim? Shenemar Mochar Ata Uvanecha Imi. So, Shaul calls up Shmuel through through Oiv and asks him what's going to happen. He's worried what's going to happen. And he says, "Tomorrow you'll be with me." It means you're dying. But Chazal Darshan Imi b'mitzitzosi, you'll be in the same place as Shmuel Novi. Shmuel Novi, obviously, we have to assume was in a good place in Shemaya. So it means Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Shaul. Okay. Let's see Rashi. He was. This didn't take away the fact that he was tremendous. The Morse says Ben Shana b'Mochel, because I'll say he's like a Ben Shana with no hate. He had no veras. So his sitkus was phenomenal, but it came to teaching Torah. He wasn't. He was not mechaben lahalacha. See Rashi, second wide line. Shapir al Hashanim. The time of Lashon Tzach, below Lashon Meguna, Kirmina the Kamon b'Bnei Galil. They spoke a very clear language, and not a lowly type of language. So Mar says that's what it's all about. Mar says the Daiki Lishna, the Chazav Beisel Lashon Shayyushemin Merabba. They would make sure they would review it perfectly, exactly how they heard it. Shayyushemin Al Pei Shmua Achas Shmua. They heard many things like that. Hayinoisin Behen Simin Zuachas. So they would add, make simonim that they shouldn't confuse and everything. Because they were very careful how they heard it. So they were able to make good simonim because they would have the very clear difference between the shemuas and what's what, and they'd be able to make good simonim and they wouldn't forget them. Mishnachim is a nichon simonim.
I and Pei, Al-Pei.
They heard from the Rebbeim, Bal-Pei, it wasn't written down, it was Bal-Pei, many different statements, so they had to create very clear simonim, they shouldn't make a mistake. So we saw by Rav Gifter was a fascinating thing. Rav Gifter, his precision in language was mind-boggling. Exactly how he would say something, he would, you know, choose the words very carefully. It was fascinating that he would assume the same about us. When you would ask a question in Shir, he would listen to every single word that you said and answer exactly what you asked, not what you wanted to ask and you meant to ask and you hoped you asked and wished that you asked, but exactly what you said he would answer. So you had to choose your words perfectly, because otherwise he'd respond to what you didn't want to say but really said. And that was like that level of precision. It was Mishunadik. He would listen to every single word that you said and refer to exactly what you had said. It used to drive us crazy, but because you know what I mean, right? You know, that's our phrase. You know what I mean? No, I don't know what you mean. I know what you said. I understand what you mean. What did you say? That's exactly what you got. They would hear each Rebbe would have a little bit of a different way of saying it. Even though the point was the same, but the exact different ways of saying it confused them, and therefore they forget. That's very, you know, very common reality, that if it's when it's clear, it's much easier to remember. When it's confusing, you forget it. Rashi says my sir on the chat meant that he taught. They would sit there and contemplate it and clarify it until they felt the comfort level of understanding it. That's called Gala Masefta. Yireyecha Yeruni V'Yismachul V'Yisha Shmur Sav M'chuvonus, because his statements that he said were on target. L'Isser Lesser Isser L'Heter Heter, that which is supposed to be Isser, he got, he would say is also supposed to be Mutter, he would say Mutter. Gavad the Golem Aseptic, where do you see that? Kamina Begim Bracha Shor Yogeya B'Tero, where it says that he learned the whole second half of the night. Murray rose, the Murray says, and he was paskin halacha shaylus kaminan yodei meruchlochas bedam ubeshmir ubeshilya. He would be paskin questions halacha of tum and tahara for women, about dam, shir and shilya are questions of the shilya is the fetal sac, and they had to decide whether was their child inside or not. Shir was the first stages of developing child, is called a shvir. It's considered developed enough, it's considered a birth, and therefore this woman has to keep all the love after childbirth, or just a regular nida. Remember, Mephibosheth's Rabbi, Yafa Danti, Yafa Zafisi, and he would ask to his Rabbi, Mephibosheth, did I pass him correctly? What do you think? So it's referring to the Gibor Mashal David, the great men which were strong men which were with it. So it seems that it's referring to warriors. The Chazal Darshan, that's referring to David, that David, that he sat there B'Shevas Tachkamani in the seat of Chochma. Yarshia means he would miss the target. So a Rosh is a guy who misses, he's off. Oven the noiv ira kahanim. So you know that he was Hashemah was mechlam for that avera. A tov enecha imi Shmuel karmel the shol kishelo ayinay balas oiv. When he brought Shmuel, was brought to shol through the balas oiv to ask what's going to be. So he said it'll be good. Amr Ababath, third line of the Gemara. Yikud the Mashal Hulavne Yehuda, the Daiki Lishni. If anybody has an opportunity to go up to the Bnei Yehuda and ask them, and they're very precise in the language, so we've said that there's two versions in our Mishnah: is it with an Aleph or with a Nayin? Ma'avrin Tanan. By Ma'avrin Tanan, is it with an Aleph or with a Nayin? That's one question I want them, you should ask them. The second one is Akuzu Tanan, or Akuzu Tanan, with an Aleph or with a Nayin. So that's it's a mishnah b'charis. So it's referring to an animal which only has one of the testicles in its scrotum. That's considered a mum. Sometimes there really is another one inside, which just it hasn't released. So Rekiva says you would do a bedika by seating the animal down, akuzu, on its kuzu, and they would rub on the other side, and sometimes the testicle would pop out into the scrotum. So is the correct use over there with an aleph or with an ayin? So yodi shalinu. I'm not sure exactly how this is supposed to be taught. It means that they didn't know. And when I asked them, Amrile, and they said, Ikatatani Ma'abrin, Ikatatani Ma'abrin, Ikatatani Akuzu, Ikatatani Akuzu. That was their answer. Yes, you know, there are two Masaras. That's what their answer was. I asked Rosen recently about what is the meaning about something on the shul. He said, there are some people do it this way. Some people do it that way. That's the minig of the shul. Okay. B'nei Yehuda Daiki Lishna Mahi. So where do you see the B'nei Yehuda were very precise in their language? Like the Mor said, Rashi said before, they were makbid to say it in a very good way. Tahubar Yehuda the Omerlu Talis Yeshli Limkor. So there was a Yehuda person who was selling a talis. And Amrle, my garment talisko. What is the color of this talis? Amrle kitrodin alei adam. So trodin, the leaves of the trodin beets is a green. It's a green color. So it was a green color, but the green when you after you take it out of the ground, it lightens up by like one level, like one, you know, very minimal amount. But he was mocked to say it was the color of trodden when they're still attached to the ground, which are a little bit darker green, as opposed to saying a little bit lighter green. So he was very, very precise in how he said it. B'nei Galil, Toloi Daiki Lishna, Mahi, so give us some examples. Morse should give a few examples of B'nei Galil, how they didn't speak clearly. The Hu Bar Galila, the Morse says there's a story with the Bar Galila, the Havik also. Ka'al, he was going, but Omar Lahu, and he said to the people which he came to this place, he says, Amar Laman, Amar Laman. So who has Amar? Amalei Lila Shaito. They weren't very complimentary with, they're frustrated with him. So what do you mean when you say this word Amar? Do you mean Chamar, the Mirkov? Chamor, it's a donkey to ride. Or Chamar, the Mishti, or wine to drink. Amar, do you mean with an ayin, wool, the Milbush? Oh, Imar, Iskaso, do you mean Iskaso, do you mean a sheep to shecht? So, total lack of precision. Haitza de Bo, the Memor Lechaberto. There was a woman just wanted to say to her friend, Toi, come, I'm going to give you milk to drink. Amrala, what she did actually say was, Shluchsi Tuchlech Levi. So you should be eaten. I don't even get the words out. You know, all of the Rashi says that Shluchsi, she wanted to say Shlupsi. A Sholuv is a, when you think two things are, one's Mishul Avos Yisholach, so the pasuk says, that one is like stuck into the other. So my good friend, she said Shluchsi instead of Shlupsi. Tuchlech Levi. So she got you should be eaten by a lioness. Not very complimentary. How eats of the osu that can make the dayona? I'm just looking to figure out how she did that. Even how she got, how like one fit the other. It's like she merged her the ches of cholov and the chof of duchlech into one. She ended up so uchlech. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bas Yehuda wouldn't talk like that. Okay. How you to the Osa Kameda the Yonah? She came to the judge. So Amrle, she said to the judge, Mori Kiri. So that. She wanted to say with a kuf, she said with a chaf. Kiri apparently was a word for odin, and kiri is a word for a slave. So tifla havisli. She wanted to say she has a tavla. She said a tafla. Tafla is a beam. Vigonvuch min. And so she wanted to say it was stolen from me. And that it was stolen from you. We could do harvest. This is the way you could describe it. The chi shadru loch iluya amotikarech ara. If they'd hang you on it, your feet wouldn't reach the ground. That's how tall it was. That was a great way to say to the judge, you know, you know, you fit perfectly on this thing, you know, with 2 feet off the ground, and they hang you on it. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. The third line, Akuza Tana Oya Akuza with an aleph or with a nine. Bechara is coming. Mum and Tanan Sheilo Ella Beya Achas only has one testicle. I raise a mum. Rabbi Kiva Amar Shimon Oseh Akuza. Umemayach. You put it. You seat it down on its back, on its bottom, and you rub. Yesh Beya Achers. If there's another one on the other side, the seven lotzeis, it will come out. So Akuza is Agvoy Sov. Bechen Akuza. So it's either with an aleph or with an ayin. It's referring to the agvasov. That's the buttocks. Yadi hoyi yodin. I'm not sure how it fits into the words in the Gemara. So I asked them, and they said there's two versions. Kachodin aladom yorak rekas hoyisok kaseba yorak oritz. It was a green like the color of yorak on the ground. Amr leman. Amr Laman, Medarbe Besafer Rafa, he spoke with didn't enunciate properly. Lapirish Ha'ois, he didn't say the letter properly. Benonikra Im Amar, Im Chamar, Im Imar. So, we weren't sure what they meant. So, do you mean Amr the Milbush, Lasus Begadim, wool to wear? Im Elis Kaso, Sel Lushchit, or sheep to shep. He said, right, Salimer, Boye Va'echle Cholov, come, I'll give you milk to drink. She didn't separate the letters. She called Teva to say each letter properly and distinctly. Each word distinctly, and the words with God became one. So, Toi Oichleif. Chalava became the toy and the oichel became tzuchli. Then the ches and the chalava became one, and you left with levi at the end. Meres nami shluchsi bechav. I said, "What's the lamer shluchsi bebeis? K'mayu mishalavois chamer chaverti." My friend, come and I will give you terchlech levi. Chalava masha shterchlech levi. You should be eaten by a levi. A levi is a lioness. Actually, Levi is probably a lion. Levi is a lioness. Mari Kiri, Retzalam Kiri with a kuf, who Adar means a master, Vam Rakiri, who Evid. Thank you.
What? Intertwined.
Tafla Havasli, Retzalam Tafla, she wanted to say a tafla, like a table. Havasli, Vam Tafla. She said, "Tafu v'hu karetz a beam." Gan v'chmin ratzalarma. She wanted to say, "Gan v'hu amimani." It was stolen from me. V'amra gan v'chmin demashma shegan v'hu esadayin. They stole it from you. Gan v'ch. It was stolen from you. Min from you. Chadu havas l'chishad alochi luye l'shmati karech aaro. Kedela ha'isa kol kach. It was so large. Moiskin oiska alev, they would stretch you on it. Lo yiraglis noigis boards, you wouldn't reach the ground. Reshtrius harvest a lot of foolishness in this language. Kedumash ma'achshav. Boy, the memory. Vechadein harvest. This is the way it was. Boy, shayusa maskeres tliya bedayin. Remerasim telling oiska alev, if they would hang you on it, this is how it would come out. Okay. So more to contrast this with the following. The Mora says that there was sometimes they used what's called, refers to like a Lashon Chochma. They would say things in a way which would not be obvious to the people what they were saying. So the first example the Mora gives is with Amsa the Bei Rebbe. Amhosa the Bei Rebbe. So what is that? And the end of the fifth wide line, beginning of the sixth wide line, Amosa the Bei Rebbe, the maidservant in Rebbe's house, which we met her before, she was an extremely intelligent woman. When she wanted to say some things in a smart way, Amra Hachi, she said to Rebbe the following, So the question was that the Rebbe would provide drink for the Talmidim. They used to drink wine, so they would provide wine for the Talmidim to drink. And she wasn't sure if she needs to open another barrel. I mean, are they going to be finishing shear now, and there's enough left in the barrel for today, or he's going to continue, and she should open up a second barrel? She didn't want to publicize that. I guess the question exactly when shear is finishing. It wasn't so much the timing that the business when it's finishing. She needed to know. So she asked it in a cryptic way. Okay, so Alice is the ladle, which would, or like a small pitcher that you would use to draw out the wine. In Nikris Picard, it's banging on the barrel, which is hitting the bottom. Yidun Nishraya Likineya are the eagles going back to their nests. Bechad Habiboy the Lisman, and do I need to take out a card for them? So have Amru. No. Chabad Ibor the Lisvun, and if they're going to want to stay, Havar Omer Lahu, she would say to them, Yadi Basa Chaverto, Mino, Matiskabi, Alos Bechad, Kilva de Oz Biyama. That's so I'll take away the cover from it, meaning the container, and the Alos, the pitcher, will float like a boat which floats on the yam. So this is what she. This is how she would ask the question. Rabbi Yossi bar Asyon ki haba mishtoy b'loshen chochma. Rabbi Yossi bar Asyon, we want to say the loshen chochma. Amr asali shor b'mishpot. Bitur miskein. Okay, so he wanted a shor b'mishpot. So he wanted some beats. So shor in Aramaic is tor, and mishpot is din. So shor b'mishpot is tradin. Okay, bitur miskein. A tur is the Aramaic for a har, and miskein is a word for a person who's poor. It's a dal. Hardol is chardol. So he wanted trodden with mustard. So that's how he asked his wife for supper. He said, what do you want for supper? He says, I would like some trodden bechardol. She had to figure out that he meant trodden bechardol. He spoke in riddles. But this way, not everybody else would know what to know. The conversation would be kept private. We would ask about his host. You know, let's hold it here. Thank you.